Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Daily Bread for Busy Moms. My name is Sophia, and I will be reading for you today. Today is Wednesday, the 28th of April, which is the 16th of Iyar on the Hebrew calendar. It is day 31 of the counting of the Omer. This week's Torah portion is called Emor, which means speak, and today's Aliyah is Leviticus 23, verse 1 through 22. Before we start the reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then the Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, Speak to Bnei Israel and tell them, These are the appointed Moadim of the Lord, which you are to proclaim to be holy convocations, my Moadim. Work may be done for 6 days, but the seventh day is a Shabbat of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You are to do no work. It is a Shabbat to the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the appointed feasts of the Lord, holy convocations, which you are to proclaim in their appointed season. During the first month, on the 14th day of the month in the evening, is the Lord's Passover. On the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Matzot to the Lord. For 7 days you are to eat matzah. On the first day you are to have a holy convocation, and you should do no regular work. Instead, you are to present an offering made by fire to the Lord for 7 days. On the seventh day is a holy convocation, when you are to do no regular work. The Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, Speak to Bnei Israel and tell them, When you have come into the land which I give to you, and reap its harvest, then you are to bring the omer of the first fruits of your harvest to the Kohen. He is to wave the omer before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Shabbat, the Kohen is to wave it. On the day when you wave the omer, you are to offer a male lamb without blemish, 1 year old, as a burnt offering to the Lord. The grain offering with it should be 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, an offering made by fire to the Lord for a soothing aroma. Its drink offering with it should be 1/4 gallon of wine. You are not to eat bread, roasted grain, or fresh grain until this same day, until you have brought the offering of your God. It is a statute forever, throughout your generations, in all your dwellings. Then you are to count from the morrow after the Shabbat, from the day that you brought the omer of the wave offering, 7 complete Shabbatot. Until the morrow after the 7th Shabbat, you are to count 50 days, and then present a new grain offering to the Lord. You are to bring out of your houses 2 loaves of bread for a wave offering, made of 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour. They are to be baked with chametz as first fruits to the Lord. You are to present, along with the bread, 7 1-year-old lambs without blemish, 1 young bull, and 2 rams. They will become a burnt offering to the Lord, with their meal offering and their drink offerings, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. Also, you are to offer 1 male goat for a sin offering and 1 pair of year-old male lambs for a sacrifice of fellowship offerings. The Kohen is to wave them with the bread of the first fruits as a wave offering before the Lord, with the 2 lambs. They shall be holy to the Lord for the Kohen. You are to make a proclamation on the same day that there is to be a holy convocation, and you should do no regular work. This is a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. Now when you reap the harvest of your land, you are not to reap to the furthest corners of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Rather, you are to leave them for the poor and for the outsider. I am the Lord your God. That was Leviticus 23, verse 1 through 22. Our next portion is from the prophets, and it is Jeremiah chapter 1. The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, one of the Kohanim who were in Anatot, in the land of Binyamin. The word of the Lord came to him during the days of King Josiah of Judah, son of Amon, in the 13th year of his reign. It continued during the days of King Jehoiakim of Judah, son of Josiah, until the end of the 11th year of King Zedekiah of Judah, son of Josiah, until the exile from Jerusalem in the 5th month. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you prophet to the nations. Then I said, Alas, Lord God, look, I don't know how to speak, for I'm still a boy. But the Lord answered me, Do not say I'm only a boy, for to everyone I send you, you will go, and all I command you, you will speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you. It is a declaration of the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I have appointed you over nations and over kingdoms, to uproot and to tear down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, What do you see, Jeremiah? I answered, I see an almond branch. Then the Lord said to me, You have seen correctly, for I am watching over my word to perform it. The word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, What do you see? I replied, I see a boiling pot that is tilting away from the north. Then the Lord said to me, From the north, disaster will be poured out on all the inhabitants of the land. Behold, I'm calling all the families of the kingdoms of the north. It's a declaration of the Lord. So they will come, and each will set up his throne at the entry of the gates of Jerusalem, against all her surrounding walls, and against all the cities of Judah. I will pronounce my judgments on them for all their wickedness. They have forsaken me, offering incense to other gods, worshipping the works of their hands. Now you, gird up your loins, get up and tell them everything that I order you. Do not be terrified by them, or else I will terrify you before them. Look, today I have set you up as a fortified city, an iron pillar and bronze walls, against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its princes, against its Kohanim, and against the people of the land. Though they will fight against you, they will not win, for I am with you to deliver you. It is a declaration of the Lord. That was Jeremiah chapter 1. Our next portion, which is from the writings, is Job chapter 21. Then Job replied, Listen carefully to my words. Let this be your consolation. Bear with me as I speak, and after I have spoken, mock on. As for me, is my complaint against man? If so, why should I not be impatient? Look at me and be appalled, put your hand over your mouth. When I think of it, I am terrified, and my flesh shudders. Why do the wicked go on living, growing old and increasing in power? Their children are established in their presence, their offspring before their eyes. Their homes have peace and are free from fear. No rod of God is on them. His bull breeds without fail, his cow calves and do not miscarry. They send out their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They sing to the tambourine and harp, and rejoice at the sound of the flute. They spend their days in prosperity, and in a moment go down to Sheol. Yet they say to God, Leave us alone. We have no desire to know your ways. Who is Shaddai that we should serve him? What would we gain if we pray to him? Look, their prosperity is not in their own hands. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How often is the lamp of the wicked snuffed out, or calamity fallen on them? How often does he allot pain in his anger? How often are they like straw before the wind, like chaff swept away by a storm? You say, God stores up the punishment for his children. Let him repay the wicked, so he may know it. Let his own eyes see his ruin. Let him drink the wrath of Shaddai, for what does he care for his family that he leaves behind, when the number of his months has come to an end? Can anyone teach God knowledge, since he judges even the highest? One dies in his full strength, completely secure and at ease. His pails are full of milk, his bones are moist with marrow. Yet another dies in bitterness of soul, having never tasted goodness. Together they lie in the dust, and worms cover over them. Behold, I know your thoughts, the schemes by which you wrong me. For you ask, where is the nobleman's house, and the tent where the wicked lived? Have you not asked travelers? Do you not recognize their accounts, that the wicked are spared for the day of calamity, that they are brought to the day of wrath? Who declares his conduct to his face? Who repays him for what he has done? He is brought to the grave, and watch is kept over his tomb. The soil in the valley is sweet to him. Everyone follows after him, and countless are those before him. So how will your futility comfort me? For your answers remain nothing but falsehood. That was Job chapter 21. Our next and last scripture, which is from the apostles, is Romans chapter 2. Therefore, you are without excuse, O man, every one of you who is judging. For by whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. We know that God's judgment on those who practice such things is based on truth. But you, O man, judging those practicing such things, yet doing the same, do you suppose that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you belittle the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you to repentance? But by your hard and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment is revealed. He will pay back each person according to his deeds. To those who by perseverance in doing good are seeking glory, honor, and immortality, eternal life. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, wrath, and fury. There will be trouble and hardship for every human soul that does evil, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. But there will be glory, honor, and shalom to everyone who does good, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God, for all who have sinned outside of Torah will also perish outside of Torah, and all who have sinned according to Torah will be judged by Torah. For it is not the hearers of Torah who are righteous before God, rather it is the doers of Torah who will be justified. For when Gentiles who do not have the Torah do by nature the things of the Torah, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the Torah. They show that the work of the Torah is written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts switching between accusing or defending them, on the day when God judges the secrets of men, according to my good news through Messiah Yeshua. But if you call yourself Jewish and rely upon the Torah and boast in God and know his will and determine what matters because you are instructed from the Torah, and you are sure that you are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of the immature, having in the Torah the embodiment of knowledge and the truth. You then who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach not to steal, do you steal? You who say not to commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who detest idols, do you rob temples? You who take pride in the Torah, through your violation of the Torah, do you dishonor God? For as it's written, the name of God is slandered among the nations because of you. Circumcision is indeed worthwhile if you keep the Torah, but if you break the Torah, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. Therefore, If the uncircumcised keeps the righteous decrees of the Torah, will not his uncircumcision be counted as circumcision? Indeed, the one not circumcised physically, who fulfills the Torah, will judge you, who even with the written code and circumcision break the Torah. For one is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision something visible in the flesh. Rather, the Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is of the heart, in spirit, not in letter. His praise is not from men, but from God. That was Romans chapter 2, which concludes the reading of Daily Bread for today. If you're reading the double portion of Apostles this year, you would also read Matthew chapter 21. Thank you so much for listening to today, and I hope and pray that you have a lovely and beautiful day. My name is Sophia, and this has been Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.